You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me again for Inside Out. And we are on a roll. We've been talking about kindness, and I hope you're taking that to heart and being that loving and kind person just like your Heavenly Father is. And I'll just remind you that's what the world needs now. It's what's missing. And that's what's missing in the health and well-being of an individual or a culture is kindness. And when we express and extend kindness to others, it produces gratitude and humility. Those are the missing elements. Kindness causes that reaction. And when we're kind to others, everybody gets better. Well, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 48, and I'm reading this from the Message paraphrase. It says, "You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy." And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer, for then you're working out of your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless, the good and bad, the nice and nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In a word, what I'm saying is, grow up. You're kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others the way God lives toward you." Holy wow, that is so good. Well, there's what you've heard, and then there's what I'm telling you, Jesus is saying. So you're familiar with the old written law, and I'm challenging that. So here's what I'm telling you, and here's what he says. He says, love your neighbor, which is your friend, and that's pretty easy to do, and love your enemy. All right, who's your enemy? Well, that's those that are against you, or they're at least not for you. You know, it's quite different. Your friend, your neighbor, they're for you. He said, love them, be kind to them, be gracious to them. And your enemy, is those that are against you, or at least not for you. And what is implied here? So you've got those that are for you, those that are against you, and guess what? And you got everyone in between. So it's to be kind to all. So stop trying to think of any contingency or exception or exemptions. Just be kind. Now, of course, you've got to be wise and be safe and be led, but be kind. God said that, the scripture says that God is kind even to the unthankful and kind to the evil. So keep yourself safe, and like I said, be wise, be led. You know, there's some situations, well, I'm going to go be kind to them. It might not be the time or the place. But on the other hand, stop looking for, you know, as I said, contingencies or exemptions or exceptions. Well, I don't have to be kind to them because, no, Jesus was pretty straight up. It's your neighbors, it's your friend, it's your enemy, and it's everybody in between. Just be kind. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 21, it says, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And good there contains in its definition and meaning kindness. So don't be overcome by bad, by evil, by unkindness. Overcome that evil with good and with kindness. The context for that verse there is vengeance. And, you know, when there's times where we feel like vengeance is due, you know? And I'll tell you what they deserve. They deserve vengeance. And in the context of that, Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has said, don't be overcome by that. Instead, overcome that with good. In verse 18 and 19, it says, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. The Message paraphrase says that the Lord says, I'll take care of it. He says, I got you. I got you. You just be kind. And sometimes that means you just do nothing. You just be kind. And trust this, that God said, I'll take revenge. I'll pay them back. I'll take care of it. I've got you. You just be kind. Now, what God does with them, that's up to God, because he called it the right, leave that to the righteous anger of God. So God sometimes is going to take care of business, but most times he's not going to do what you and I would say, okay, God, you take care of it, but here's what I'd like to see you do. I wish you'd do this to them. That's beyond your pay grade. You have to leave that to the righteous anger of God and let God take care of it. Put it over in God's hands. All of us can think of a number of situations where I wish God had take it truly. God, you said you'd take care of it. Take care of it. And sometimes he'll take care of it in a way that's kind of what, well, good, they got theirs. But, you know, that's none of your business. Put it over in God's hands. Trust him to take care of it. And you know what? Sometimes because it's the righteous anger of God, he may take care of it a lot of the ways, a lot of times he's taken care of you, and that is to forgive you and to be kind to you and to give you another chance. Of course he'll correct and of course he'll convict and work, but trust God with that. What do we do in all of that? You just be kind. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Nobody's against that. In and of ourselves, we often don't have what it takes. It's really not in our nature to give such humble, merciful kindness to people who don't deserve it. But here again is another place where the Holy Spirit is our helper. Kindness is that fruit. And kindness here, that Greek word Christos, is kindness, usefulness, gentleness. It's the grace which pervades your whole nature. It includes a softening or a mellowing of all which would have been harsh or austere. It's the opposite of that. And the opposite of this kindness is to have an edge, sharpness, severity. It's cutting. Eric Hoffer, who is an atheist, said rudeness is the weak man's imitation of strength. But the fruit of the Spirit, which is actually, I like to put it the way, it's the personality of the Holy Spirit. Take on the personality of the Holy Spirit. And you know what happens in our life? We begin to take on parts of the personality of those people that we're exposed to or that we hang out with. Think about it when you're a teenager, your mom or your coach would say, when did you start talking like that? Or when did you become a cowboy? Or when did you become a rapper? Or, you start to take on the personality of the people you're exposed to and you hang out with. So walk with the Spirit of God. Daily be filled with the Spirit of God. Ask the Holy Spirit every day. Ask him every day to help you with kindness, for that fruit to grow in your life. We're called to kindness. Kindness is so needed. Kindness makes a difference. And kindness, hear me, can heal a relationship. Kindness can heal a family. Kindness can heal a nation. Kindness can heal you. Hey, let me pray this over us. Holy Spirit, help us be kind. Soften our hearts and disposition. Help us mellow in how we respond to others. Help us slow down and look for opportunities to be kind. Fill us. Empower the fruit of kindness to flow in our hearts, our minds, our words, and our actions. We're called to kindness. You've given us that fruit. Help it to be a bumper crop. And we thank you for your kindness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So thankful that God is kind. And you know what? If you go to him for anything, I promise you, he'll be kind. He may correct you. He may straighten some things out. But he's always so kind. And what a wonderful, kind God we serve. We're his children. Now you, go be kind, because kindness counts. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining me. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you